We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Hey Sif Yud Ches says the Mechaber in Rochvin Al Gabe Behema Velo Nislim Aleha Afilu Betzida Aser Lehishtamesh. It is prohibited for one to ride on an animal on Shabbos. Cannot hang from an animal, and you can't even use the side of the animal. Aval Tzidei Tzadin Kegon Shadavar Acher Munach Al Tzida Vehu Mishtamesh Bo Mutter. However, the sides of the sides, meaning, says the Mechaber, if something is placed upon the side of the animal and you use that object, then that is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this prohibition of riding on an animal is a really only a gzera atu that you might come to chop off a vine or something of that nature, a branch, as you ride by it, which would be aser mishum tolesh, which is a tolda of kotzer. So since it is aser to chop off a branch from a tree, and we're afraid as you ride, you might come to chop off the tree, riding is going to be prohibited. And says the Mishnah Berurah, even when this chashash does not exist, such as you're riding on a horse in the desert where there are no branches, there is no zmora, it is still prohibited to ride on an animal because of a low plug. The Mishnah Berurah also says that the permissibility of using tzidei tzadim is only if you are leaning on the object, which is on the side of the animal. But if you are on top of the object, you are using the object itself, then even that is going to be prohibited. As well, it is important to note that there are poskim who say that the whole prohibition of riding in a car or riding in a train or something of that nature is prohibited because of this same gzera of Ein Rochvin Al Gabe Behema, meaning even if there was no prohibition, you weren't pushing down on the gas, you didn't turn on a light when you opened the door, anything like that, just riding in the car or the train itself is prohibited. I believe it is the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak that suggests this, says that it is prohibited to ride in a car or a train, even if you're not doing anything, because of this prohibition of Ein Rochvin Al Gabe Behema. The Mechaber continues, if you did go on the animal on Shabbos, you need to get down because of Tzar Balechaim, because you cause pain to the animal if you remain on it all of Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason for the statement of the Mechaber is that even though there is a prohibition to climb on a tree, if one does climb on a tree b'mezid, there's a knas that we make you stay on there the entire Shabbos. However, says in the Mishnah Berurah, we wouldn't make you stay on the animal the entire Shabbos because it's painful, it's tzar for that animal. Umitam zeh, says the Mechaber, porkin masoi she'aleha. It is also permissible to take off any load that is upon the animal. Ketzarosa, how do you get this load which is on the animal off of him? Machnis rosho tachas ha'masoi yimasalko letzaracher v'nofol me'elav. You stick your head underneath the load, and you push it to the side, and then it falls off on its own. Meaning, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if this object which is on top of the animal is muksa, you're allowed to get it off because of Tzar Balechaim. However, even though we say that it is permissible because of Tzar Balechaim, you can't take it off directly, since there is a way of doing it in an abnormal way by going under it and pushing it off with your body. Really, this is going to be permissible anyway, because we'll see later on in the halachas of muksa that tilta begufo, moving muksa with your body, not with your hands, is going to be permissible in many situations. The Ramah adds, va'aser leishev al karan she'ein yehudi manhigo b'shabbos nishum shemeshtamish b'mehema. You can't sit in a carriage which is attached to the animal, because the carriage is using the animal, even if you are not the one which is riding the animal to get the carriage to move, gam shelo yachtoch zmora, for the same prohibition, because we're afraid you might come to chop off a branch, chop off a vine. Sif Yud Tes. Behema shenafel la'amas ha'maim. If an animal fell into the water, im ha'maim amukim nekachin u'yachol ha'farnas b'mekoma. Really, what you should do is you should try and feed the animal so that it is able to live through Shabbos, and then get the animal out. However, if the water is so deep that you are unable to give the animal food, and you need to get the animal out so that it can live, you mayvi karmuksasos and nosin tahtahamishum tsar balechaim afa pishum vato klimechan. You place pillows and blankets underneath the animal in order to get the animal out of the water. And even though you are being mavato klimechano, which is a halacha we'll learn later on in muksa, which means there was an object which had a usage and now it no longer has a usage the rest of Shabbos because the animal is going to be on top of it. So you're mavato the kli from its usage. That is permitted because of this issue of tsar balechaim, of leaning the animal in the water without any food. The Mishnah Berurah says it is lav davka kar muksasos. Rather, it is any item you can use to put under the animal to get the animal out of the water. You can't take the animal out by yourself because the animals are muksa, as we'll see later on. Since all animals are muksa, an issue we'll get to with pets. So since all animals are muksa, you can't just take the animal out with your hands. Rather, you need to place the pillows underneath him in order to get him out. So from here we see, says the Mishnah Berurah, that Tzar Balei Chaim is going to matir mebitol kli mehechano. Is Tzar Balei Chaim, which is, appears to be Asa Doraisa, going to be matir all Isuri Darabanan? Is it going to be matir muksa in all situations? In Shin Lamebe Sivka Amvav, the Mishnah Berurah says that Tzar Balei Chaim does not permit all Isurim, even if the animal is going to die because of it. And Chazon Ish writes that Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim Ani Chashash of Hefsed, you could be mekil and be somech on those that matir, Tiltal Muksa, Mishum, and other Isurei Durabanan, when you can't wait until the night. However, there are many that disagree with this, and say that Tzar Balei Chaim is not going to matir all Isurei Derabanan, only specific ones, such as this one of Bitul Kli Mehechana. Even those that will extend the heter of Tzar Balei Chaim to all areas of Muksa would not necessarily extend it to all Isurei Derabanan as well. And the Mishnah Berurah finishes up and says that obviously the best way to get the animal out of the water would be through using a non-Jew and not having to get into any issues of Muksa whatsoever.